The volume of things was confounding. The volume of air above me, the volume of water around and beneath me. I was half moved, half terrified. I felt like the sage Markandeya, who fell out of Vishnu's mouth while Vishnu was sleeping, and so beheld the entire universe, everything that there is. Before the sage could die of fright, Vishnu awoke and took him back into his mouth. For the first time, I noticed, as I would notice repeatedly during my ordeal between one throw of agony and the next, that my suffering was taking place in a grand setting. I saw my suffering for what it was, finite and insignificant, and I was still. My suffering did not fit anywhere, I realized, and I could accept this. It was all right. It was daylight that brought my protest. No, 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 my suffering does matter. I want to live. I can't help but mix my life with that of the universe. Life is a peephole, a single tiny entry onto a vastness. How can I not dwell on this brief, cramped view I have of things? This peephole is all I've got. I mumbled words of Muslim prayer and went back to sleep.